My name is Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first dynamic society, and that is why I like it. 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 That is why I like it.
Listening to CITR 101.9. So that was Blood on the Saddle. Cheers, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice one, Squire.
Yeah. There's your guilt offering, okay?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about 2 weeks
just
ago.
Sorry about everything.
And now it's time for Chips with Everything, which is the British music show on CITR. And we're going to be broadcasting British tunes for 1 hour.
And you're good. For your own good. And we're not sorry about that whatsoever. We got all kinds of good stuff.
That's
summer
true.
Fun, dripping with... I don't know, buttery goodness, man.
We are going to look for summer songs. Actually, you can call in with your summer song request, 604-822-2487, and maybe we'll play them. If they're British extraction, or maybe Canadian, we'll see.
Yeah, speaking of extractions, we're also going to be talking about where to get a good wax job in these tough economic times.
We've been fighting. do. You know you drive me crazy when I'm looking at you. The summer's really here and it's time to come out. Time to discover what fun is about. Here comes the summer.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was from a collection called Ripples Volume 1, which is Sunshine Pop. So that was the Bystanders with Royal Blue, Summer Sunshine Day. And prior to that was the Undertones, Here Comes the Summer. You're listening to CITR. This is Chips with Everything, the British Music Show.
And the last one was tasty. I liked it.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I pictured myself, oh, I don't know, at a concession stand, ice cream, the whole bit.
Ice cream, the whole bit. I didn't have to picture myself. I was at a concession stand yesterday. Ice cream, the whole bit. No, but that was Friday night.
Oh, don't remind me. I was just crossing to English Bay with my friend who got his gelato in a cup. I got mine in a cone. I was three licks in, and just as I'm getting to the beach part, splat. Not even on like the asphalt where I could scoop up the top.
Oh, you dropped your ice cream.
Right in the sand.
Okay.
And all I got was this middle-aged woman, very kind of well-kept, put together, but not librarian enough for me, if you know what I mean, right? And anyway, she gave me one of those sort of maternal kind, oh, isn't this fun, I hope you laugh along sort of faces. But it's not like she was going to give me her pillowy breast to comfort my sorry soul or even buy me new fucking ice cream. That's just not the way people are, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to interrupt you because we have to introduce our guest.
Apart
from me and Dave, as usual, we have another guest.
That's right.
Another David.
Yeah.
Here's a go, man.
A different accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, right. Different accent.
Yeah. We met David.
We cover all the UK bases here.
Yeah. Which part of the UK do you represent?
Northern Ireland, if that is in the UK. Or is it in Great Britain?
Of course it is.
Well, it's one of the two. Oh, there's a distinction there. I'm not really sure.
No, it's now called, haven't you heard? It's no longer called the United Kingdom or Great Britain. It's now called the Great Kingdom. Yeah.
Great Kingdom. Are you from Great Kingdom?
Yeah.
Yes, great Kingdom.
Yeah. So that was actually your request for the Undertones there. Are you from Derry? Is that where you come from?
No, it's not. I'm from Belfast. The home of the Stiff Little Fingers.
Oh, yeah. They don't have any summery songs, though.
No, they don't, unfortunately. Yeah. Oh, it's all grime and shipbuilding down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really? So you're actually just visiting here. What do you reckon on Vancouver?
Oh, loving it.
Yeah.
Don't want to leave. Well, have to leave tonight. You? Doing the red eye thing tonight. Sucks.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe you're leaving here. You're flying to Toronto and going straight from the airport to work.
I'm a sucker for punishment.
That is hilarious, man.
Yeah, you better call me tomorrow afternoon and find out how I fared.
You know, we have an expression for that. You know, guys do the red eye. It's called going from the hot stone treatment to the frying pan.
Okay, I got a couple of new CDs here. Nothing radical here, but
come on, Camera Obscura.
Camera Obscura.
Yeah.
This album actually came out on.
I was reading about them in your local rag today. So put that on.
They're from Scotland, these blokes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play one of their songs off of this new album. And they just played Chauvinist. In Vancouver the other night. And then.
Fucking Chauvinist.
The Horrors. New album, which hits the streets in May. It's past. So I haven't listened to this whole album. I listened to some songs from it, though. I'm going to play one I haven't heard before called I Can't Control Myself.
Hey. Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
Not my thing either.
All right.
That wasn't
your... Okay, yeah.
I concur wholly.
Yeah. That was just too downery.
How about you guys?
It sounded kind of like every other song of the same genre.
Yeah. Every other song.
Fair enough.
Every other song.
And before that, it was the Horrors, Primary Colors. Okay, it's 5:30 on CITR 101.9 FM.
And let's see, I can give you a summer report. I'll tell you what I was doing this morning super early was fishing. In the middle of Abbotsford, caught something called a pumpkin seed. Or pumpkin, I don't know.
A fish?
Fish. We threw it back. It looked otherworldly, tropical.
Yeah, that's not from my part of the world. You need to speak to a local about that.
Yeah, well, I am, and I hadn't seen one of those things before ever. Maybe it's a stock lake, but... How about you?
Is fishing not a thing that little boys do?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't want to be critical.
Yeah.
But yeah. it's kind of one of those things, right?
Mm.
You know, when you grow up, you give up watching car racing.
You don't want to be critical, and yet you seem to be burning up a lot of valuable time being critical.
Fishing channel.
Come on, you got to come closer to the microphone.
All sorts of men on the fishing channel.
We have someone else here, everyone. Hey, buddy.
Hi, I'm just the zoo.
Yeah, the zookeeper.
Yeah.
And I protest your fish story.
You grotesque fish story. Well, yeah. You spindly
I don't mean
leg,
to be critical.
No
fishing
ass.
Is for How's children that? Only.
What's that?
That's like science is for children.
Okay. How about...
Nobody's... That's not true, though. The thing about fishing is for children is that it's true.
So, hey, Barry, other than being, you know, the executive director of that excellent charity Mouth Breathers Anonymous, what have you been up to lately?
How's your summer, Squire?
Let's see. I went and flew a kite today, and then I jumped in the lake.
Oh, good. Well, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
What did you do, Dave?
I got locked out of my hotel room for the first 2 hours of Sunday morning. I was wandering the streets of the Lower East Side.
Did you guys know which hotel he's in? The Sinclair. It's the one right around the corner from the Railway Club.
Oh, yeah.
Overlooking that lovely park.
Oh, yeah. Where the new BC Hydro building is. Yeah. Bubble, bubble, trouble, that part.
Doing my pal a favor, loading her bags onto the taxi, and some other person come out behind and shut the door.
Oh, yeah. And that's a real high-quality hotel, obviously, you're staying at there. You know, that's it. You're done for 2 hours. Hotel Vancouver. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Is that one of the amenities?
Yeah. Guys, we can't hear you unless you talk into a mic.
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the amenities. It, you know, it's doors that lock. It's a real... It got them 1 star in the... Down and Out magazine, you know, those street magazines. It's like getting a Michelin star, you know.
This hotel is so rough, it's not even in the rough guide.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Well, they have a fetish for Cunard liners in there. It's very interesting.
Don't we all?
Okay, I got a request. It's 604-822-2487. And she received a request from Davina, who wanted to hear Do They Owe Us a Living by Crass. As a great summer song, so here it is.
All right, it is done in entertainment. Take it as entertainment. So please don't take it any other way.
Don't take any notice. what the public think. So I came to TV, just don't want to speak. You two at the target, team up in advice. And you don't want to hear it. Say I'm full of fuss, but I am a salary. I seen you last night, you were drinking in the pub. You were drinking with that bird you tried to chat up in the nightclub. Can't say her name, but she's got a gammy eye. And I feel an air of violence when I have to walk on by. You can't deny it, it's something you can't miss. That bird who's hanging out for you is mad like cat piss. Like bread and jam on a knife going with butter. Face it, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter. I've never seen a woman make a fucking skinhead cry. And I've never seen a woman try to snap an arm with a thigh. Now I have, and it's just across the pub. And the worst thing is, she's taking you on for a rub. You don't deserve it, you know it's a fact. But mix it up with booze, you got a suicide pack. Two tequilas, I'm four vodka mules. She's a wrecking ball and a fist of her tools. Binge drinking, try keeping up with your missus. What was I thinking? She looks like a priest. But it's a shock to see her wrestling two police with one in a headlock. Fighting with bouncers and flashing a bit. After two flaming sambucas, she don't care who she is. Waking up on Sunday morning with bruises and cuts. Face it, son, your missus is nuts. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter. Your missus was looking at my missus. So my missus spat at your missus. Your missus was looking at my missus. So my missus spat at your missus. It was last week, what really got me thinking about how your missus goes nuts when we go drinking. Last week she ended up on a binge. She got off her tits and showed the bouncers a minge. And it's the threat of grievous bodily harm. She needs to keep calm and use a jam. I used to think it was funny, it made me laugh. When she threw the ashtrays at the bar staff. Stabbed a man with a comb just to get a drink. There's no logic, just stand there, drink, fight, drink, fight, drink. She grabs your throat and stares into your eyes. Have you ever seen a woman kill a man with her thighs? Oh, son, your missus is trouble. Every time you have a drink, she has a double. Is she on puckers? I think she's tripping. Stop looking at me, love. This is water, what I'm sipping. I seen a girl on a mountain bike, and she drove into Chinland. I did them all in. Wicked. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Leave her alone, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter. Oh, son, your missus is a nutter.
She's nuts, man. She's off her head, isn't it?
of us both.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Ladybug.
Well, my name is Big B.
I'm a perfect 36.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah.
36.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you love me?
I love it, baby. I love it. Yeah. You can call me Barry B.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Baby, baby, baby.
Ba-ba-ba-buzz.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Just let me be your ladybug.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day, I'll give you love.
You can count on that.
Just let me be your ladybug.
Baby.
24 hours a day. Love you and kiss you and kiss you and hug you.
Baby.
Love you and kiss you and kiss you and hug you.
Yeah, baby.
You fly fast.
Yeah.
Is that a Rolls Royce?
Nah, it's a Mercedes B.
Ooh.
Do you want a drink, baby?
May I have a drink of nectar?
Is that all?
A nectar and tonic?
Yeah, that's more like
a double.
Yeah.
Just let me be your ladybug.
Maybe, baby.
24 hours a day, I'll give you love.
Oh.
Just let me be your ladybug.
Anytime.
24 hours a day. Love you and kiss you and kiss you and hug you,
baby.
Love you and kiss you and kiss you and hug you.
You have CITR 101.9. It's Chips with Everything. And it's all requests today, it seems. They're just flooding in. What, are you going to talk?
Outstanding, man. That was... If you aren't in a spray tent right now so you're actually able to hear what's going on, that's where I hope you're going to be real soon. There's all kinds of great stuff going on this summer. Any festivals you going to go to, Quentin? Huh? How about this one? Yeah. The Q Festival. That's right. You heard it here first.
Okay, so what we had there was Bumblebee Unlimited from the album Stings Like a Bee with Let Me Be Your Ladybug, a request.
Yeah.
And prior to that, we had, Goldie Looking Chain from the album.
Yeah.
Safe as Fook.
Yeah.
Your Missus is a Nutter. And a request.
This is
and
good. This is good.
Then we had, what was on before that? Was that the
Grass?
They owe us a living. A
Which
request.
Was also good. That was and a good one.
So 604-822-2487.
Keep them coming.
Quarter to six, and we have to do a weather forecast. So weather for the next 3 days, it looks like it's going to be clear.
Yeah,
it's going to be nice till Saturday.
It's going to be totally copacetic. Oh yeah, we just got we have Leroy, the weatherman, fresh in.
Yeah. I was just wondering about the Q party. Would that have quinine and that's tonic water, so a lot of gin and tonic?
Or yeah.
What would you have at a Q party?
What would you have at a Q? Quorum, man. You'd have quorum.
Quorum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puts out at least three people usually, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna. We have even more requests. One of them is actually a request that I made to myself.
Yeah, that's
we're getting really self-indulgent today.
Thank you, Eckhart Tolle.
Wishcraft.
But it's partly for our guest as well, because I know that Davina here likes the Tammies. This is it's going to be Lou Christie and the Tammies, guitars and bongos, which I thought was appropriate.
Have you washed recently, Quentin?
I think I did have a shower earlier on, yeah.
You know that there's a lot of citizens in New Jersey who can't afford a daily shower. So please call in with your pledges to help those dirty New Jerseyites.
Okay. 14 minutes time, it's going to be Queer FM with Heather.
Good, clean, soapy fun.
At 8 o'clock, we will be having a noop with, interplanetary rhythms.
A Mumbai bubble bath.
9 o'clock, Maxwell with his wild show of fantasticness.
Disco silly water park party.
I saw a smile come to your face as soon as I mentioned his name.
Yeah, it's the way to go. Is the Maxwell maximum way.
You got a DJ crush on him, don't you?
I do.
At 10 o'clock, DJ Smiley Mike rocking the decks. And then probably from midnight till 6 a.m., roll of the dice.
TBA.
Who knows?
PDQ.
If you want to come in and play some tunes, give us a ring.
Just no
the
HIV.
Place is yours. Okay. So, that's what's happening tonight on CITR.
bright like the nightingales in a glove. She starts to swing and watches unique petals and flowers. She starts to joke and then evokes the dance of the hours. It's all down to a midsummer night's sleep. It's all down to a Shakespearean dream.
Was a request. That was the Slits from the Peel session, and let's see, it was called Choplifting. And there's a Peel set, I think two Peel sessions on one disc, which you can get, and it's a great collection. Before that, it was well, this is from a T-Rex thing. But
what's a Peel session?
John Peel is a radio DJ. He's dead, and basically, if you went to his radio show, you'd be on his show. He's on like five nights a week.
He's dead. Not appealing.
Unappealing.
Unappealing.
And, you know, he had lots of people that everyone wants to hear on his show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tons of them have came out on disc.
Oh, yeah. Come out on disc. Are you trying to say something, Quentin?
Yeah.
Are you making a proclamation?
I'm trying to answer your question.
Because it is true. It is true that... Now, I always get this wrong. Is straight the new bi? It's hard to keep track without a bookmark, you know?
No pigeonholes, man.
To be that bookmark.
All right. Prior to that, it was from a T-Rex album. Well, it's this expanded version of Electric Warrior, and it's actually a John's Children song called Midsummer Night Scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a request.
Jeez. What is this?
That was Busy Bagsy's request.
So why did you request that?
I'm reading a book about Tony Visconti.
Oh, that's
by
fascinating.
Tony Visconti.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Good night.
I'm going to turn down your mic, Dave. What's the Tony Visconti thing, dude?
Yeah, it's a cookie, right?
It's a book. It's called Bolin, Bowie, and Me, or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, great.
It's all about becoming a recording engineer in England in the 19...
70s or late 60s.
Well, you're certainly infusing me with a passion for books with this rhetoric. Come on, why should we read it?
Well, because it has all these little details about life in
Give us
London.
One, then. Come on.
Give you one?
Tell us something about Mark Bolan.
Flanging. Have you ever heard of the term flanging? You know what a flanger is on a guitar?
Tell us.
Okay, it's called
Wait a second. Wait, what is it?
Do we know?
Quentin, what's a flanger?
Okay, play some flanging music.
What's a flanger, Quentin?
I don't know. It goes...
And the way you do that is, in the olden days, you would just push your finger on the flange of the disc of the tape recorder.
Okay.
While another tape recorder was going at the same time or something, and then it made that sound. That's how it comes about.
Yeah.
There's a little piece of trivia for you.
Okay.
But they managed to replicate that with technology?
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, of course, every little guitar pedal has it.
All right. So, Barry, how long... Everyone wants to know this, as a scientist, how long before we get flying cars?
I thought you were going to say how
We've been
long
waiting
is your flange?
And waiting and bleepity bleeps, McDabbitaloobly waiting.
Flying cars, flying I would cars, say, what do they normally say? They say in about 25 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you for that.
25 years, my ass.
But I would like to say, I hear that Volkswagen's bringing out an electric bus. So we can all have too much electric bus within a year.
I think I got time for one more song. So I'm going to play something off of this album by God Help the Ghetto, which is a Bell and Sebastian side project. You guys like that one?
Yeah,
you guys like it?
No, I don't. I'm not going
to
walk.
Hear the song?
Listen, I don't want to listen to this song. I'm not going to take this song for a walk. If
Here's
you play
the song.
It.
You're a fashion tip, a living museum. I paid a visit to you.
Okay, Gloria Gaynor's all ready to go. Heather's elbowing me in the back. She's stabbing pens in between my ribs. Ow, get off. I looked after your burbed ones for like, what, 4 days or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that goes a long way, man. That goes a long way.
God, that thing was noisy.
Oh, yeah, we'll give you that. Yeah, that's right. It's now an ex-parrot, isn't it? It's not pining for the fjords, Quentin, thanks to your excellent...
So we're out here.
Yeah, we are. And
thanks for listening.
It's really a shame.
It's a terrible, terrible, terrible shame. Thanks to my co-host, David.
Thank you to
my,
me.
My guest, David.
It's been a blast.
And my new David.
Yeah, new Dave.
And for everyone that called in with requests, thank you very much.
We're gone. 2 weeks from now, DJ Kraus.
Bye.
I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some different angle. Your life is a sham.